welcome to the teaching ministry of Joyce Meyer. This teaching is entitled, Living Courageously.
All right. Dear Fear, I only refer to you as dear because of our long-term intimate relationship, and certainly not because you're dear to me in any way. In fact, you've been a tormenting influence from start to finish. You've told me lies and prevented me from doing the things I wanted to do and should have done. You are indeed a miserable, wretched companion and one that I no longer am willing to be involved with. I'm writing you this letter to let you know that from this point forward, I will not fear. Although I may feel your presence, I will not bow down to your demands. I have a friend whose name is Jesus, and he has promised he'll never leave me nor forsake me, but to be with me always. He is indeed a powerful friend, and although you do have some power, he is by far much greater than you are. You can come against me, but Jesus lives in me, and the power of the one that is in me is greater than you are. If you don't believe me, see 1 John 4:4. Although I cannot prevent you from coming to visit, I do want to give you notice that you will be ignored. I am far too busy now fellowshipping with my friend Jesus and developing an intimate relationship with him to give you any of my time. The more time I spend with Jesus, the more courageous I become. He is teaching me a new way to live, one that is exciting and adventurous, one that is fearless. I also want to inform you that since I have so much experience with you and know how self-defeating it is to listen to you, that I now intend to tell as many people as I can what a thief and what a liar you are. The years I have wasted with you will be redeemed, and I will bear much good fruit. Thank you for driving me to Jesus. You see, you made me so miserable that I sought a way to be free from you, and Jesus met me where I was and set me free. Should you decide to waste my time and try to visit, even after receiving my letter, I am letting you know ahead of time that you will be met by faith in God and a determination that I will not fear. Come on, give God praise. And yes, I wrote the letter. Joshua chapter 1, verse 2. Now let me just say from the beginning that is, as soon as I find Joshua up here, I know it's in the Bible. There it is. Let's see. Let me just say from the beginning that fear is something that's not ever going to completely disappear from our lives. The feeling of fear is not ever going to completely disappear. And just because you feel fear, that doesn't mean that you have to be afraid. And I don't know about you, but that was a real great revelation to me many years ago, because I kept wanting to not...